you know what time it is. It's time for Grating the Nerd. With your hosts, Tim and Zach. Take it away, boys.
Welcome back to Grating the Nerd. It's time once again for a Boba Fett discussion. I'm here as always with Zach and as sometimes with Tim Hall. How are you guys doing?
Hey, good.
Groovy.
So that's right. We get to talk about the season series question mark. Who knows? Finale of Boba Fett this week, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It probably depends on how hard the fans push back. Whether it's the season or series finale.
Right, yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody's clamoring for more.
they're all working really hard to get Luke Skywalker canceled now.
I was going to say, or how hard those restraints on his armor can push back against craft services.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that man's in his 60s! Yeah, that's what he sees them bring the donuts out in the morning of shooting. He's like, get him, dude.
You know, that's not anyway. The same actor, right?
That's not that little boy.
No, it's not.
Oh, God.
That's weird.
My whole life is a lie.
Something a lot of people don't know is that the kid that played the young Boba Fett was not actually a clone of Temuera.
Really?
No, that was another actor altogether.
Oh, no, I think you're right, because I saw that kid. He works at Chili's now. Oh, that's not true. He has priors. They won't hire him.
Yikes.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that kid. Yeah, man. He's probably a man now.
It was just from stealing stuff from the set.
Yeah, just craft services for Temuera Morrison. Like, go get that half-eaten sandwich.
Go eat them, dead.
Oh, shit, man. So, how's the week been, fellas?
Let's talk about Boba Fett.
Oh, that good, huh? That good, huh? Nice. Oh, man. Sorry to hear. Yeah. It hasn't been all bad. We got to get together in game, Tim.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fun. Except that I will fully admit I almost made myself sick enough to dump out my cup of coffee this morning thinking about it.
Yeah, that was an amazing night now that it's over.
With the
clot of cream.
Oh, so Zach, you weren't there. So I'll tell you and the listeners. Weren't there, maybe. But yeah, we got there to this place to game, and Tim and his son ordered coffee with cream and sugar. And Tim takes a drink of his, and then, like, I legitimately thought that you had just dribbled some coffee down the front of your beard.
Yeah.
Which
does happen.
Yeah, and then he went to, like, I thought wipe it off, but he grabbed it and just pulled this, like, stringy thing up off his beard away from his mouth. And then I thought it was done, and I was like, ugh. And then he was like, ugh, and got another one from his mouth and pulled this, like, twice as long stringy thing out of his mouth.
Oh, my God.
It was like this clot from the cream. But
the cream had started to turn.
He's really playing it down, because my perspective of that was it was a mad dash to get whatever that bullshit was that went in my mouth out of my mouth. It was unbelievable. And you couldn't get a hold of it because it was like this gelatinous. It was like trying to.
Almost cottage cheese.
Yeah. It was like trying to grab a handful of uncured jello.
Oh, jeez.
And I legitimately, like, I have a pretty iron gut, and it was the closest I'd come to vomiting in a long time. Like,
you should have had it in your mouth. How many times have you heard that this week?
Baker's dozen, probably.
Not from our gaming group, but others you're in.
Yeah. Like, my ass hurts. They're like, you should have had it in your mouth.
So anyway, was this a place that just like lets you come in and game and they just happen to have coffee there?
No, it's a bar you buy. Oh, it's a bar. You can't bring any drinks in. It's a gaming bar. It's pretty awesome. D20.
Oh, should we say the name?
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
Okay. I mean, they're awesome. And in their defense, they were like very apologetic. They were like, oh my God, the cream's going bad. Sorry, you know, but.
So I don't even think the cream was going bad. Like it wasn't, it's organic cream. They use organic cream. So it just settled because no one uses the cream. And I usually don't use cream, but I just wanted to make it as easy as possible because they were brewing a new pot of coffee. So I'm like, yeah, just make them the same because that's how my son drinks it. But I don't even think it was bad. It was just
it was organic,
cheesy.
Yeah, it was organic. That's the problem. Yeah, we're like, hey, remember all the science that we learned on how to keep things preserved and good? Let's ignore all that and charge twice as much.
Yeah,
fuck you, Kroger. I don't want your organic bananas. Where are the real bananas?
Yeah, get them, dude.
Kroger organics aren't as good as Whole Foods, though. That's what you're saying, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're.
I mean, they can't be Kroger. Because Kroger bananas are like a dollar something a pound, and Whole Food Whole Food fruit is like 14 something a pound.
Come on, it's only like six.
Yeah,
you're exaggerating.
I think they charge more because they know that people don't have a lot of room to take it back home in their Prius. So.
You know, there's somebody listening to this who's like, Prius are surprisingly roomy.
yeah, they're like angry about it. That's a fun little experiment anybody can do. Just go into a Whole Foods on a relatively busy day and be like, hey, there's a Prius in the parking lot with its lights on, and then just watch everybody scatter like roaches.
Can you just grab the mic at the service desk too?
Yeah, well, you just walk in and yell. I do that in a lot of places. Don't do it in an airport. That doesn't work.
Yeah, the Prius in the parking lot at the airport doesn't.
Yeah, if you just walk in and go, hey! Put both hands in the air, like you're trying to part the waters of the Red Sea. Oh, man. So, anyway. Zach, how about you? Anything fun going on this week for you?
No major catastrophes this week. So
hey, that's a plus.
Yeah, I dodged the bullet this week, as opposed to every other week since the start of the fucking year.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There have been times in 2022 that I was wishing it was still 2021. If that tells you anything at all about how 2022 is going.
Yeah. Same.
Yep.
Oh man, that sucks.
We're off to a great start.
Yeah.
I can only get better from here.
I feel for you guys because my 2022 has been okay so far.
Yeah, but your 2021 was okay so far, and your 2020 was okay so far. Like your life's you're like you've got this, you live this glamorous life of nothing bad happening to you.
I'm like Willy fucking Wonka, just destroying everything I touch, strolling through my candy garden, twirling my cane.
You're too busy ruining everybody else's life.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Like, get the chocolate, fat kid.
I truly find joy in making others' lives more difficult.
It's weird. I kind of do. I mean, not more difficult. Yeah, thanks.
I'm totally kidding. You're like the nicest guy, dude. I'm totally joking. I'm just like, okay. where's all the negative go for you? Why do we have to deal with that? Why is Zach and I sitting over here wishing it were 2019 again, and you're over here? Oh, nothing bad happened to me this week. I'm awesome.
I was gonna say, you don't have to be super nice. I can't cut your feet. Only Zach can.
that's true. Oh, I wouldn't do this to Zach. I wouldn't hammer him like that. I would just I'll give you crap because you don't have any control over anything.
That's right. I wouldn't do it to Zach either because the man's a goddamn national treasure.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's like Timothy Oliphant. Here, Oliphant. Yeah, how do you say his name? I got all super messed up with how to pronounce Timothy Oliphant's last name because of that stupid video podcast you and I did at the beginning of the pandemic.
Oh, that's right.
It's pronounced Josh Duhamel.
Oh, how dare you? How dare you?
Yeah, that isn't cool. That isn't cool.
I hope that your precious, healthy, beautiful baby boy grows up to be Josh Duhamel.
I told my wife about that. I was like, you know, I have been shit talking this show since day one, and the fucking thing I said that irritated both of them was that Timothy Oliphant looks like Josh Duhamel.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
That's not fair.
You son of a bitch.
We don't even know your mother.
I don't, but I can't believe that you would say that about beautiful Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah.
yeah.
The dead man walking.
I was going to say, I take a page out of the, I don't even remember what show that was supposed to be on. You watch all those girly shows with your wife, Tim.
Do I?
is McDreamy, is that a Sex in the City? Is that a Murphy's Law? What the fuck is that show?
I've never watched any of the shows like you're referencing right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't. That's why I threw you under the bus. But anyway, all of that to say, I just call when I can't remember how to say his last name, I just call him Marshall McDreamy.
Yeah. Because
he's always a Marshall and he's always the handsomest boy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we all collectively dig the hole deeper, do you want to talk about some quick entertainment news before we get into the epilogue of Boba Fett?
Sure.
All right. All right, so let's see. We'll start as we are wont to do with Marvel, because I'm a little Marvel cutie and I love everything they touch.
Cutie's a little bit of a trash.
Yeah, cutie. As soon as I said it, I was like, that doesn't feel right.
Yeah, you're more of a bear.
A little Marvel bear. So Empire Magazine this week is hyping up Moon Knight, and they put out a couple of covers. And then I don't know if you saw, they released an image of... from the show, this is the first image we got of Moon Knight in his Mr. Knight regalia. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. So
where he's like in a suit.
Yeah. Yeah. When he's that's one of the personas in the comics where he's Mr. Knight and he's in an all white suit with the mask on still. And yeah, they released it. Looks pretty damn good. I mean, it's a white suit. It, you know, like an actual, like not a superhero suit, like a white, like tailored suit. I would hope that one would look good, but I'm into it, man. I'm glad that they're bringing that in.
Is he still a superhero when he's Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Okay. I just was thinking for a second there that he just walks around like that and acts like that's normal.
he's just demanding coffee at like a local coffee shop as the Mr. Knight persona. I say, your cream is clotted.
Oh yeah, that's not how you say that though.
Yeah,
that's a lot more urgent when you say it.
Yeah, it's like
my good man.
My good sir. But no, they also in that article, Kevin Feige said that expect it to be a little bit more brutal than some of the other recent Disney things. Like he said, they kind of pushed the boundaries to see how much they had to pull back, and they weren't forced to pull back in a lot of cases, which is kind of cool.
I will expect it to be more brutal then. That's awesome. Yeah. I just looked up that image. That's pretty cool. I like what they're doing with this so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm impressed. I think it's looking good. I'm excited to see how it shakes out. Speaking of brutal, I don't know if you guys saw this too. The Netflix Marvel shows have a termination date on Netflix now. They, if you turn one of them on Netflix, you get the March 1st is the last day to watch this.
Huh?
Really?
Announcement. Yeah.
So you won't be able to watch the Netflix properties anymore?
So I think what happened, I think that it's been long enough now that the licensure, the contract, whatever you want to call it, between them and Marvel is expiring, and Marvel is expected to soon announce where they're going to move them to.
I wonder where Disney will move them.
Right, right. Well, you know what, though? In America, in the U.S., for anybody who's abroad and listening to this, maybe in the U.S., we can't watch all of the things Disney owns on Disney Plus. We have to double fist it with Hulu because I don't know if they're worried that they might offend American sensibilities or something by putting harder rated content on there. But elsewhere in the world, I expect it to go to Hulu, and then elsewhere in the world to go to like the Star section of Disney Plus, which is essentially like the more grown up section. So
didn't even know there was a section for that on Disney Plus.
Yeah, there is internationally, not in the U.S. because Disney owns a majority stake in Hulu, which is only in the United States, as far as I know.
So maybe if Canada, I were to travel to one of those other countries, i.e., turn on my VPN,
right?
Could I see that?
You should be able to. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll try it out.
Yeah. So try it out and let us know.
Just kidding. I'm not going to try it out. I don't know if it's legal or not. I'll wait and
you know
find
what?
Out if it's legal
we
or
would,
not before I do it.
We would know 100% if a VPN wanted to sponsor us, but so far they haven't. And so, which is weird because they sponsor everything. You know, I got a colonoscopy last week that was brought to me by NordVPN.
nice.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't get a colonoscopy. I don't take care of my health that much.
Mine was sponsored by Ass Don't Smell.
Ass Don't Smell.
But Tim, your ass don't smell.
It's not really a product. The doctor just spits into your gaping butthole, right?
No, that's an SNL skit from back in the 90s.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. But Tim, your ass don't smell.
I think
exactly.
Exactly. Oh, man. That sounds like a 90s SNL skit. Can't believe I don't know that. All right. And then in the last bit of Marvel news, a set photo from Black Panther Wakanda Forever was released this week. And everybody's like, oh, my God, Atlantis and Namor confirmed. Not really. It's the set photo is a bunch of people in a giant water tank. So maybe confirmed, but there's nobody in like a Namor costume. There's nobody dressed as Atlanteans. It's a bunch of people in wetsuits in a giant water tank. I mean, there's been a swirling rumor that Atlantis is supposed to figure into the next Black Panther movie, but we haven't confirmed that. Nobody's confirmed that yet. Let's see. Moving into the realm of DC news, James Gunn confirmed this week. We've talked about the value of Peacemaker and how much we like it.
Yeah.
He did confirm on Twitter, a fan asked, is the red visor in Vigilante's mask prescription? I like that every time he takes off his mask, he has to put on his glasses. And James Gunn replied, yes, it's prescription.
So there's an optometrist out there somewhere that he had to kill.
right. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, shit. That really is a great show. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Zach, I know you're going to be really excited about this one. There's a Gotham Knights TV series coming to the CW.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I can't wait because you know it's going to be a bunch of young, handsome people in cosplay looking costumes doing salmon ladder chin ups.
Yeah.
That's all it's going to be. And I can't wait.
Is that how you felt about Titans?
Yeah. Titans at least had Alan Richson. Is that how you say his last name? The big blonde guy that plays Hawk. And I kind of like him as an actor. I mean, he's big and goofy and kind of a meathead in a lot of his roles, but I like him as an actor. So
you've watched Reacher?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I know he is the titular Reacher in that. So Gotham Knights is going to focus on, the series will follow something totally different, which is cool. Here's the quote, Bruce Wayne's rebellious adopted son.
Damian.
I think it's his adopted son. So I think it's.
Oh, that's
it's,
right. Damian's his real son.
Yeah. I think Spoiler it's going to follow. Right. Oh, no. It's going to follow Dick Grayson, but he's rebellious and he doesn't want to follow Bruce's rules. We've never seen that before on screen. So that ought to be good.
That's new.
The series is supposed to follow in the wake of the Dark Knight's murder. As Dick is forced to, quote, forge an unlikely alliance with the children of Batman's enemies after they are all framed for killing the Caped Crusader.
So Batman's dead.
In this show,
Dick Grayson is, was that Earth 7,863?
Probably. Let's see. They're looking for an actor who's 18 or older to take on the role of Dick Grayson. They're also looking to cast Stephanie Brown, which if you don't know her as a character, she was Robin for a hot second. The only female Robin outside of the alternative universe Dark Knight Rises series. And then she was also Spoiler for a while, fighting crime because her dad is Clue Master. So she took on a role of a character named Spoiler. There really is no better superhero way to pierce your nose just to spite your parents when your dad's name is Clue Master and you're like, I'm the Spoiler.
Yeah.
They're also casting Harper Row, a.k.a. Bluebird, who the CW is searching for a female to play V. And here's the quote. Here's what they're casting for, because this is obviously going to be, I mean, not like they would make this the main plot point of her character, a blue-haired bisexual. I'm like, that's all you're looking for?
like, does the actress have to be bisexual, or can they?
I don't know.
Just have to play? I mean,
yeah. It's just like, my hair's not really blue. You can dye that.
Yeah.
I'm not really bisexual. That's okay. We can also dye your religious upbringing.
Yeah.
And then it also, they might also be hoping to add Julia Pennyworth, Alfred's daughter, Lucius Fox's daughter.
What's happening?
And the child of, quote, the most dangerous man in Gotham. So there, people are thinking that it might be Dula Dent, who is Joker's alleged daughter in the comics right now, I think. So I don't know. I can't wait for it to come out so I can not watch it.
I'll watch it. I'll give it a chance.
That sounds like hot garbage.
It does. And it's a CW show. So it's probably
guaranteed to be hot garbage.
Yeah. Like, I think CW would have to come out with something where for at least 3 or 4 seasons, everybody was like, this is the best superhero thing on the planet for me to give it a shot at this point.
Arrow was pretty good for a while.
For about 4 episodes. And then it was like, this is what I was worried they were going to do with Boba Fett, because Arrow for what, 17 years or something, every episode was half about him on this shitty ass island that he was on for like 4 years. Like, it was like he would do something and it would flash him back, you know, like he would be at the grocery store and see a coconut and he would be like, he'd have this like 22 minute long flashback of seeing a coconut tree on the island and how he got shot at by somebody. And
or he'd have a flashback and it didn't involve a coconut.
Yeah, that happened all the time too. And then he would be like, oh, I gotta clear my head, time to get to take my shirt off and get to the salmon ladder.
it's called backstory.
Yeah,
what backstory is,
yeah, the story was half about his back as he was climbing up that salmon ladder
and only 25% about his front.
Yeah, 25% from the waist down, if you know what I mean.
I enjoyed the first few seasons of Arrow.
I'm not sure. Oh, I did too. I actually did too. I watched that. I watched the beginning of The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow.
I thought Flash was pretty decent for
a while.
3 seasons or 4 seasons, and then I don't know. I feel like
I only watched 1 season of that. By the time I got to season 2, it turned into hot garbage for me.
The Flash got on my nerves because it was just like, we get it. Like, everybody in the universe has speed powers.
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake. And the names, I mean, and this is a DC Comics thing. Like, the names got worse and worse, you know, like they didn't even start with the good ones. Like, it wasn't like Flash and Impulse, and it was like Flash and Reverse Flash and Sideways Flash and...
The Flash isn't on. You got to take the picture again, Flash.
Yeah.
I wish they had not killed off his or her character of Sideways Flash.
Sideways Flash. He could move at super speeds, but only if he was doing that weird MC Hammer dance.
Yep. That was some good TV back then.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was great if you had to rescue somebody that you had to shimmy down a narrow corridor to get. But beyond that, he was sort of limited in his effectiveness. The last bit of news I have before we dive headlong into Boba Fett, which we've already been going for a hot minute, so I'll try to make it quick, is there's a new trailer out. I don't know if you fellas have seen for Nope, the new Jordan Peele horror movie.
Nope, haven't seen it. Didn't know anything about it.
It looks intriguing. It's alien related.
Hmm.
Yeah, it just dropped this week. It's about this family of ranchers. I think they're like, you know, they have like a horse ranch and get aliens visit. Looks creepy. Looks good. I like me some Jordan Peele horror, so I'm excited for it.
Cool.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into the Boba Fett. Enough of my blathering on.
45 minutes later.
yeah, exactly. We got a lot to talk about in this episode also. So
yeah.
What happened in this episode?
Finally, something. Like, it was crazy. Actually, action. It was insane.
Yeah, honestly, I thought this was a really good episode. Like, to be perfectly honest, I had struggled with some of the others. I thought the two Mandalorian episodes were great, but this one I thought was, I really liked it. And I think we feel differently on that, so we can talk about
it. Oh, okay. Well, Zach, what do you think? Did you enjoy this episode?
It was all right.
Okay. So you're like, people, I love that Mitch Hedberg joke. People loved us, or they hated us, or they thought we were okay. No. So, let's talk about it. So we finally get the triumphant return of Boba Fett on screen in his own show,
yeah,
which was nice.
Yep.
We got some more Cad Bane, which was great. His teeth weirded me out. I'm like, all right. Like, are you Marilyn Manson? Did you file your teeth down to a point? You're creeping me out.
His Sharky. Teeth are perfect. You son of a bitch. It's Cad Bane.
Yeah, fastest gunslinger in the, and spoilers, of course, for all the things Boba Fett episode 7. But yeah, fastest gunslinger in the West got beat by an old man with a stick.
Well, he's not the fastest stick slinger.
That I hold that title, good sir.
I'm sick of hearing those stories.
So anyway, yeah, we get Cad Bane back. We get a lot of stuff. Let's just delve right into it. So we, early on in this episode, right, we get the plan set up, the Ocean's 11 style plan set up for dealing with the Pikes, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, what'd you guys think of that? Like, did it feel epic to you?
No,
it did not at all. It felt like, a setup for failure. Like when I saw that coming, I didn't know how it was going to happen, how they were going to, like, I didn't know that townspeople were going to rise up. But I think like, was it four episodes ago when he was talking about, you don't have to, you can still, you know, you can still gain from my success, but you got to stay out of it. I think we all knew that they were going to stab him in the back.
But, not stay out of it.
Yeah, but I think I'd forgotten about that when I was like, well, this isn't going to go well. They've already set up. You know, it's like,
right.
It's like in Game of Thrones when someone says, I'll tell you the truth about this the next time I see you. You're not fucking seeing yeah. that guy again. That guy's done.
Right, right. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Westeros, invent post-it notes. Like, dumb shits. I'm with you. Well, I mean, we've all played role-playing games enough to know you never split the party, right? Like, what a dumbass idea. Like, yep. Also, I think it didn't feel epic to me because you know, like, they, for how much they built up in this season of, hey, we're he's building a mafia style family, you know.
Yeah.
At the end it was like he has seven people. You know, like, I was like, seven people a mob family does not make, you know, like when you had to put the right. Wookiee in a place by himself, like, he had no backup. Like, what the hell?
Like, he did all right for being by himself though.
Yeah, no, he's a Wookiee, dude. Yeah. And he's a badass Wookiee. I'm telling you, I the show should have been about him.
I think it'd be great if he got his own show, but I don't know. Like, I was thinking about that. I don't know if you could carry that, because you'd have to have other characters in there that speak, because he just
right
growls and he's mad.
Well, you know what? I think we'll get a sense on if they can do it or not. Maybe even they could do shorts, but I think we'll get a sense on if it's sustainable by the I Am Groot show that's coming, you know, because I think those are going to be shorts, but you're going to have a main character who's only communicating that in a way that none of the audience can understand. So, yeah. Yeah, so I don't know, but you know, I'm with you. I think it would be tough to carry with a character that's not speaking what they call it basic in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's how bitches order they lattes.
It's I think it would be even harder because like he doesn't even want to have a conversation. Like that character is right. Like, he's like not even gonna tell you what he's gonna do, he's just gonna rip your arm off and walk away.
Yeah. Dude, he'll eat the fuck out of a space melon though.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah,
and he won't share it. He will not share it.
No, he won't share it. No, fuck that. Well, I wouldn't share it with that guy either. A guy with his little fucking little khaki duster and his eye boggle. And he's like, "Hey, mate, can I have some of your wobby melon?" And I'd be like, fuck off. Get the fuck out of here, Johnny Rotten. Yeah, I still love the mods, by the way.
Do you like the little flourish when he was going into battle and shooting?
What was that? Yes. What was the 360 spin?
We talked about that forever. Like that spin was so ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
That was his.
And could their guns be any smaller? I thought they had them like hidden in their teeth. They had the tiniest blasters I've ever seen. Like, are they espionage agents? Like, why are their guns so small?
My laser derringer.
Yeah. I love when she gave that to the Weequay guy and to get his sniper rifle. Like, he looked at it like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
He just tosses
it into prison between my ass cheeks like this.
He just tosses it over his shoulder and uses his hands.
yeah, he's like, shoot my finger off and I'll throw that at you instead of using this little pea shooter piece of shit.
Yep.
Oh god, and they kept firing at the big giant droids with them that obviously have force fields, and they had those little pistols, and they're like pew 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 pew. I was like, just fucking die already and stop wasting everybody's oxygen.
Hey, do you guys want to keep firing at these ineffectively, or do maybe we stop for a second, regroup, and come up with a plan to get rid of these? Or no, just shooting. Okay, well, I'll keep shooting too.
Oh shit.
Like, even the intelligent characters were like that.
Yeah. Agreed. So Zach, what did you like anything about the final showdown battles that were raging?
When the Rancor showed up, that was pretty cool. I completely forgot about the Rancor.
Yeah, dude, that was good.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that too by that point.
I was looking forward to the fight with Cad Bane, and that was pretty disappointing, actually.
I wasn't disappointed by the fight with Cad Bane. I mean, they kind of needed something to tie him back to his, you know, Tusken Raider roots, I guess. But the fact that, like, so the memes that are whatever that are out there now about how, like, epic reveal of Cad Bane, and then none of the people who watched the show watched the Clone Wars. I thought those were, like, very funny because it's kind of telling about it. But then the people who did watch Clone Wars, who were like super pumped that this character showed up, now the guy's dead. I mean, he's like, he was in there for two episodes, and then
do you think he's dead?
Cad Bane? I hope he's not dead, because if I'm gonna watch any more of this Star Wars bullshit, he better be in it.
I don't know that he's dead, because he had the little, like, his little life alert thing on his chest was still blinking at the end of the everything.
Cad Bane's was?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, his, like, little, you know, his little I foul it and I can't get up thing on his lapel was still blinking red.
He was dispatched entirely too easy. I mean, the fight was like less than a minute and a half.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it was this guy who, I mean, has trouble getting out of his back to tank on his own, like knocked the fastest drawer in the galaxy's gun out of his hand with a stick.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, but he was, I mean, in his defense, he was done with the back to tank.
Yeah, he was. He was done with it. Okay. And this is another, I mean, we're going to jump right to the end for something. As much as I am excited that, you know, everybody's favorite handsome boy, Cobb Vanth, is still alive in the Bacta tank, how shitty was it that he promised Kersantan time in the Bacta tank and then immediately was like, No, the white guy gets it.
Yep.
Like, I was like, what the fuck?
When we see Chrysanthemum, he looks like he's pretty healed by then. So my assumption is that he already went through the Bacta tank.
Oh, okay.
Because he didn't think about that before. He had like gashes on his face and stuff. And
I didn't think about that. Dude, that's probably
can you imagine having to get in a Bacta tank after a Wookiee?
Yeah, you're going to need fresh Bacta.
Yeah, it's just like, this is not my hair that is sticking to my arms.
This is not my hair.
But yeah, so that was the big reveal at the end. And I will fully admit, when I first saw it, I was like, who the fuck's that in the Bacta tank?
Yeah, and I didn't rewind it.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, oh, that's Oliphant. And
my wife was like, oh, no, that's Timothy Oliphant. Yeah, and I was like, well, I didn't see it, so I had to rewind.
She was like, I could tell by the, he's got this little dimple on the nape of his neck. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, have you made out with Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah. Oh, shit. But yeah, so he's still alive. I was super pumped about that because I like Cobb Vanth as a character.
He's one of my favorite characters from both of these shows.
Yeah. So I'm excited that he's still kicking. Yeah, it's so funny. So we're not the only ones that forgot about the Rancor. I was watching the Screen Crush video where he talks to the Easter eggs and stuff. And he sort of like sheepishly admitted, Ryan Aries, like, I will admit, I forgot that he had a Rancor. And I was like, yeah, so did I completely. They did a good job of like slow playing that, I think.
Yep. I agree. Yeah. It was subtle enough that, yeah, I had completely forgotten he had a Rancor and I was super pumped about it. I mean, I talked about it a lot. Boba Fett riding on a Rancor. What's cooler than that?
Right. Yeah. Any of the other characters in this show riding on a Rancor would have been.
Well, no. I appreciated what they did with all that. I'm honestly not disappointed with. So I would really have liked the whole series to have just been action with Boba Fett. I don't think even if they renew this for another season, I don't think we'll get that action character Boba Fett, even with, you know, like a stuntman in the armor.
Right. Right. No, I'm with
Tomorrow's
you.
The snack bar or whatever. I think that last sequence was the kind of Boba Fett I was hoping was in this whole thing. So I'm ultimately happy with the series. I liked how it all, you know, played out. I really liked the last episode a lot, but that,
oh yeah, yeah.
That I don't think there's anything more badass about Boba Fett, even in the expanded universe than the him riding in on a Rancor. That was pretty awesome.
It was kind of cool too, because I got to see how somebody would ride on a Rancor, because they talk about, you know, earlier in this show, and then, you know, in some of the expanded universe stuff you and I have talked about, because in our game we went to the Dathomir, where most of the Rancor come from, and or maybe all of them, I don't know, but we, you know, there's talk of people riding them, and I've always looked at that creature and been like, how the fuck do you ride one of those things? Like, it's bipedal, you know? And
yeah, that was eye-opening for me, and for a different reason. Like, I've always wondered why my wife's been trying to get me to get a nose ring. And now, okay, that makes sense. I might do it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, dude, whatever keeps the strap on from slipping out, right?
What?
I just assumed that's where you were going.
No, she ride me like a Rancor.
Yeah, isn't that what that means?
Yeah, I didn't mean it like sexually.
Oh, I thought that was a Star Wars colloquialism that I didn't know.
I meant it like I'm a large man.
Oh, okay. I thought, you know, like, look at her. I'd ride her like a Rancor. You know,
that's not what I was getting at. However,
oh, okay, okay.
I think the reason she wants to do that, right? Because it would be impossible to make me go where she wants me to go. Because once I'm in that position, I'm going wherever I want. So then,
gotcha.
Nose ring would help her.
Would help with that. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Zach, do you have any sexual thoughts about Rancors or
no? I don't actually.
No. I did like that the Rancor, they did the old fight trope where he just thumbed the guy's eyeball. on the one droid. I loved that. Where he pushed his thumb into its eyeball. I was like, that's great.
That's amazing.
Let's see. I'm trying to think what else about that. Like, yeah, you were absolutely right, though. I think for the first time in this series, Boba Fett actually looked like a badass fighting.
Yep.
Eh. Oh, come on. When he came out on the little jetpack, him and no,
I did not like flying that scene
side by side.
I and love then, like, that.
It was so much. Goofy. They were flitting around like a bunch of fucking pixies. No.
I agree.
Let me use the rocket on my back that comes from the toy reference.
That's true. The only thing that would have made that better, I think, is if it would have like gone in some like open orifice on the droid and he would have started choking on it. Like, oh my God, they did it. The Boba Fett toy rocket actually choked something to death. That would have been awesome. But, oh man, I thought it looked good. I thought like that it was stylized fighting, which I appreciate, you know. I mean, we talked about this when we talked about Equilibrium. I'm kind of into the gun kata, Zach, you know that.
Equilibrium is an amazing like film. Yes, I agree with that. 100%.
Disagree.
Zach hates it.
Disagree.
Well, Zach so hates it. I respect where you're coming from if you're not a Star Wars fan, like a Boba Fett fan, Zach, from the perspective of like them going up and on the jetpacks and all that and using the missile. But my perspective on that was that was an excellent use of, you know, all of Boba Fett's resources and, like doing a lot of damage with what he's got.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great scene.
I like it. And I like that they sort of address a lot of the meta concerns that the audience has, like, you know, like earlier in, what was it, episode one or two, where we see him get surrounded by guys with shields and everybody was like, you have a fucking jetpack, just fly out of the middle of that group. And so now he used the jetpack. And then, you know, in The Mandalorian season two, everybody was like, wait, Baby Yoda's name is Grogu? Ugh. And they address that with Amy Sedaris' character. You know, she's like, Grogu, ugh, sorry, pal. Well, I'm certainly not going to call you that. I was like, that was great. Like, I like the little meta nods at like, no, we hear you.
Yeah.
You know, or like, even when we wrote this, we knew that you were going to have problems with this scene. So we address it later.
Yeah.
You know,
and like in episode four of Boba Fett, where you find out why it was so easy to destroy the Death Star.
Maybe. Well, I'm trying to think.
Refresh my memory. No, that was in a. They did a whole movie for that. I was making a joke.
Oh, okay. I was like, did they reference the Death Star? I was like, did they reference it? I totally missed something.
No, that was in Rogue One.
I got you. Guys. That was in Rogue One. Yes. Which, Zach, have you seen Rogue One? You still haven't, have you?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, you have? Okay. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked that movie.
Yeah, it was really
good. I liked that one too. And again, I think that movie did well because it wasn't trying to like set up anything else. It tied into existing lore, but they sort of had the freedom to just be like, this is done after this one. We're not trying to set up a series with this.
Yeah.
You know, although now is it Cassian Andor is getting a show also, right? So,
well, I think that was an accident. I don't think they were trying to set that up. I think that just happened.
Right. I mean, they weren't trying to set it up, but it is continuing the story, which is kind of odd. But no, I think that's why that movie worked so well. But yeah, man, that's so funny that like you didn't like any of the fight stuff, because I liked it.
I wouldn't say I didn't like any of it. I liked some of it. I liked the Rancor thing. The Cad Bane thing pissed me off.
Right.
I didn't really enjoy the jetpacks thing. I mean, I agree. It's an excellent use of their resources, but something about it just felt really overly choreographed to me. And I don't like that.
Gotcha. I do. One thing I do kind of wish that they would address more often is, at least I don't know if this holds true in typical Star Wars canon, but in the game that we play in, if you use a jetpack, like you have to make a flight check every round to be able to keep it under control. And everybody just seems to be able to use jetpacks pretty easily in all the movies and stuff. You know, yeah.
I think that's more of a problem with the RPG not giving us the freedom to just kick ass with a jetpack,
right?
Than it is with the Boba Fett show. Because
I think I would like to see some people with jetpacks occasionally lose control of them more often, you know, and like, ah, I'm like, shit, I almost hit a building. I think that
would be funny. Someone shot me in the side of it. Now I've exploded.
Yeah. It sent me off like a balloon with the air quickly escaping. So we got a Wilhelm scream in this.
We did.
Good use of that.
Is it ever a good use of that?
Oh, come on. It's iconic, man. It's such a great, I thought this was a pretty good use of it because we got to hear like the whole thing as the guy just trailed off into the distance. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to think. I really did enjoy seeing after Kersantan got overran by those guys when he comes walking into frame, just dragging two of them, like, you know, and like one's hanging on his back. I just was like, that's great. We also got a great scene of him like hit a guy or kick him or something up into the air and then blasted him before he hit the ground. I was like, that was fucking awesome.
That was amazing. That may be my favorite thing that happened in that battle is when he kicks that guy up in the air and just blows him out of the sky. That's fantastic. Yeah.
That was great. Yeah, let's see. What else? We found out that Rancors don't like fire. They're very Frankenstein's monster-like. And also that every bounty hunter has a flamethrower. I learned that in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Are those standard issue or... Not everybody would use a flamethrower.
I guess I'm curious what you think people would do without a flamethrower. You're going after bad guys or good guys. You're going after bounties. Could you do that without a flamethrower? I don't know.
Apparently not. Apparently I would be the worst bounty hunter in the galaxy because I would be like, I don't need a flamethrower.
I think you would have the flamethrower and just forget to use it.
And just not know that it was there, or maybe not even know it was there. Like they're explaining all the gadgets that I have. And I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Where do I sign the invoice?
Yeah.
And like, I'm leaving.
Later on, you'd have been like, damn it. I could have very easily gotten out of that situation. I have a flamethrower.
Yeah, I could have. And because it's Star Wars, we don't see anybody really catch fire or burn, you know, other than Owen and Beru. Well,
they don't have witches.
They don't have witches. Yeah, nobody's a witch, so they can't catch fire.
Right.
But yeah, that's the funny thing about the flamethrower is it's like such short range. And really, it's so niche. The only time it works is to get like a big animal away from you a little bit. And I'm like, does that come up that often when you're bounty hunting in the city?
Yeah. I'll have to ask Dog.
Dog, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he'll fucking start a GoFundMe to buy a flamethrower.
Other bounty hunters use it to keep him away.
To keep Dog away. Yeah. Dude, it would work. I mean, if I had that much hairspray in, I certainly wouldn't get anywhere near an open flame, you know?
Probably shouldn't smoke.
Yeah. So what else happened here? We got to see the knee rockets. Do you not like the knee rockets, Zach?
Not really.
I knew it was one of those things that even watching it, I was like, Zach's probably like, ugh.
Knee rocket.
When he did the little, little flash dance. When he did the little Heisman Trophy flash dance move where he like lifted one knee and shot to the right with his gun. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. That, I think that was a call out to the comic books because that's pretty iconic pictures from the comic book.
Oh, really? Okay, cool. Good to know. Yeah. And then we get to see what I'm sure some basement dwellers are calling the woke girl power moment, where we see the Joan Jett mod and the townsperson lady go up and start sniping.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, I thought that was like, they made a point to show that they were mortal enemies. And then, with zero, you know, there's like nothing happens between that scene and then let's work together and defeat this giant robot that we can't defeat with these pesky weapons.
With these guns. Yeah. So that's one of the things I've heard like a lot of people say, like, it really showed that like the city folk and the country folk can work together. And I'm like, I didn't even know that was like a big thing in that universe. Like, do city dwellers, like, I mean, like, I'm just, I pick, I, the, I can't get over them. The mods, every time I see them, I think of the goth kids from South Park where they're just standing there, like kind of nodding their head to the side. That's what they all look like. I'm like, nobody likes them. Like, people in the city don't like them. So are they the best representatives to work with the simple country folk? You know, but
yeah,
but I didn't know that was a big thing that like, I guess it exists in every story ever, but be like, I didn't know it was especially prevalent in Star Wars that people who lived out in the like surrounding towns didn't like the people that lived in the city and vice versa.
Yeah. I didn't know that either, but I think a lot of what's put in these shows is to try to teach us a lesson about our modern day reality. Yeah. Even you country folk can get along with city folk, and we can all work together and defeat
that's right.
An AI that's taking over our lives.
Yeah. I mean, it had to really put a damper on the folks over at farmersonly.com.
Yeah.
Cause they were like, but our motto is city folks just don't get it.
City folks suck.
Like, which I don't really get farmersonly.com. I'm like, don't all those people already know each other? Like, because they're related. I mean, if you're that country, don't you have to date within your family tree?
I think you have different farms next to each other. I think there's a lot of farmland that has different families.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking at this from an upper, you know, I think you're looking at it too myopically.
Oh, okay. I hear typing. Were you Googling farmersonly.com to see if that's the case?
I was not.
Okay. No, I was looking up the ratio of male farmers to female farmers because I think it's a male-dominated market.
Is it? Okay.
Just like everything else.
Hey, am I right? Up top, boys.
aren't all dating sites predominantly males?
I don't know.
Like for a long time, I remember. Like, I've never been on a dating site, but I remember a lot of controversy where dating sites were creating fake female profiles to talk to dudes to keep them from canceling because
there wasn't enough.
What's the expression? Fish in the sea.
Oh, okay.
There's one called Plenty of Fish.
Yeah, too many. Oh, wait, no,
I met my wife on a dating site.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know that.
A free dating site, actually.
A free dating site?
Yeah.
Was it AOL chat rooms or?
No.
Oh, okay. You're not that old. I keep forgetting you're younger.
I am that old. I remember that.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Male dominated. And yeah, that's weird, though. So on a free dating site, do you mind sharing the name or do you not want to share the name?
It was OkCupid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Cupid. And our mutual family friends, they also met on that site.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And interesting. Our buddy Jeff, he met his wife on there too.
Oh, okay. Wow. Hey, go way to go, OkCupid.
Yeah.
I will say the new one that I've seen the commercials for, and I don't even remember the name of it, so they must not be that memorable, but they have a great slogan. The one that's like, are the app designed to be deleted or something like that? Like,
oh yeah.
Have you seen those? Yeah. Those are pretty damn good commercials. Cause what a great ad for your dating app is like, yeah. Are the whole purpose of our app is for you to take it off your phone because you find the one.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, yep. I'm like, yeah, that's, I can't believe nobody's tapped into that, but that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
You know,
you won't need this very long unless you're ugly or have a bad personality
or both. Aww. I always used to joke when I was in college that I was just gonna mail order a bride from Russia and then pretend that I was like some sort of czar over here because I could just get a loaf of bread whenever the fuck I felt like it.
Jesus.
You know, just like,
yeah,
do you want vodka? I'm lousy with the stuff.
And honestly, it would take weeks before they figured it out.
Yeah, probably. You're not allowed to talk to anybody, by the way. I drive this car to identify with all of my people, not because I'm poor.
Hey, it's a car.
It is a car, yeah. How many? Just like the worst Russian stereotypes. Like, how many bears do you have to fight on your way to the office? None. I live in a very bear-free neighborhood.
Bear-free
neighborhood. Whoa.
And she meets
you. Oh, my. You are wealthy.
You say there are no bears in the neighborhood, and she just looks you up and down?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I scared the rest of them away. I got big and growled. Ah! They all ran off into the woods.
So as we close out the Book of Boba Fett, what do you guys think of the series as a whole?
I think the way that they finished it off, I like the series. I mean, there was a lot that I would have like changed about it. Definitely more, you know, badass Boba Fett, but and honestly, less like, I don't think it needed. I think if they would have done it right, it wouldn't have needed two Mandalorian episodes to carry it.
True. Agreed. Agreed. Yeah. What about you, Zach?
I did not like it. There were things I liked about it.
Okay.
I actually enjoyed the superhuman cyber squad. I thought they were fun. Didn't like the little battle flourish, but that was weird. But it did make me appreciate the Mandalorian a little bit more, especially because it did have to carry the show. So I liked that. Grogu showed up twice, which was fun. Right. I know how much Mr. Tim doesn't like Baby Yoda.
It's not that I don't know that I don't like him. I just don't think that he's the point of the show, I guess. I don't know.
He's groovy.
Yeah, I think it's like when they serve, you know, for breakfast, they serve bacon and sausage and then everyone going crazy about the sausage. What are you talking about? There's bacon right here.
Right.
I'm actually not a big bacon person.
I was to say, what if the bacon was mostly fatty and didn't really bring much to the table? Would you appreciate the sausage more then?
I'm talking about The Mandalorian, not Boba Fett.
Oh, not Boba Fett. Okay. So
I don't think that Grogu belonged in Boba Fett. So
I think it made the show better for it. It made it more tolerable.
It's funny because I'm kind of somewhere in between you two. Like, overall, I think that this last episode sort of redeemed a lot of the problems I had with the show early on.
Yeah, I agree.
But to say that I really enjoyed the series would probably be an overstatement. I thought it was okay. I didn't like most, like at least the first half of the series, I didn't mind, but I wouldn't be like if somebody's like, yeah, you want to watch Book of Boba Fett episode 2 or 3, I'd be like, nah, I'm good. You know, like again, yeah. You know,
the only episodes I liked were episodes that Boba Fett was not in.
Yeah. That's a glaring problem for your show when a lot of people, cause you're not the only one. I've seen a lot of people that felt that way, you know, like on social media and stuff where people are talking about this show. A lot of people are like, oh yeah, my favorite episodes were 5 and 6. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, fair enough. But yeah, I mean, I thought that they did some interesting things. I even thought the like trying to, you know, pivot his direction could have been okay. I just feel like they missed the mark with it. You know, like they didn't quite get to where I was hoping they would go. I had really no preconceived notions. It just felt like not right. You know, like I was kind of like, oh, I'm kind of open to whatever they do because I don't have super strong feelings about Boba Fett one way or the other. And then they went their direction and I was kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they should never have tried to make Boba Fett a hero. He's always either an anti-hero or the kind of a villain.
Right, right. And I mean, even when he's an anti-hero from anything I've seen, he's sort of that hooker with a heart of gold personality where it's like, yeah. You know, like, oh, I can see the humanity in you and I can see like you don't kill needlessly and stuff. But at the end of the day, you're still dirty, you know, like,
yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Not that all sex workers are dirty. That's not what I'm saying. I'm sure many of them are very clean, nice.
Probably cleaner than you are.
Probably cleaner than me. Yeah. I'll have a swampy ass on a Tuesday sometimes.
That's what we're worried about not offending in this episode.
Yeah, man. I don't know how many sex workers listen to our podcast. I hope a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if so, we're going to start an OnlyFans account that's just close-ups of Zach and I's beards. I mean, like our actual facial hair.
Huh.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what I expected. And for me, this is probably somewhere in the middle. Do we want to give a final ranking and see where our numbers line up?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
So Zach, we'll start with you. So what are we doing? Out of 5? Out of 10? What are we doing?
Let's go with out of 5.
Okay, out of 5. All right. Where would you put this, Zach?
2, but only because of the Mandalorian episodes.
Okay. Okay. So you'd be at a 1 probably,
yeah,
were it not for those or lower. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Hall, what about you?
With the last episode, I'd put it around a 4.
Okay. And I feel like I kind of thought I was solidly at a three, middle of the road. Like I was like, and the last episode brought me there. I would probably say, were it not for the Mandalorian episodes and this last episode with some great battle and action sequences, I probably would have been at a two.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that this, I think I'm kind of right in the middle of the road. Like I'll probably never watch this again unless my son asked me to, because we started watching this show together, and by about episode three or four, he kind of was like, oh, you can go ahead and watch this week's without me. I'll catch up. And I don't think he's revisited it since. And so if he ever came back and was like, hey, I want to catch back up, I might watch it with him. But, you know, yeah, I'm not super keen on revisiting this at any point. I don't know. Anything else that we want to talk about? Like, do you think that they're going to move on with this story, even if it's in a, not in another Book of Boba Fett season? Like with the town Mos Espa and stuff, like do is that going to become a thriving kind of center point for further further Star Wars stories, do you think?
I don't know. I don't see the storyline going anywhere.
Well, it wasn't going anywhere to begin with.
I think if they got him. If they do another season of this, it'll have to be a different storyline.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
I think they'll do another one. And I think it'll be called Book of Boba Fett 2, Back Better and Fetter Than Ever.
Fetter than ever. Get him fit. Hey, wait a second.
How are you in here twice?
Oh man. Yeah, I don't know. So I don't know. I want to give Tim a second, because I know, like we've talked about, you're a huge Boba Fett fan. I don't know. If you like final thoughts and how you may have changed some things to make it more appealing to either big fans or general audience.
So any of the changes I would have made, I mean, there's a huge resource of Boba Fett material out there for anyone who's, I mean, everyone who's been into the expanded universe knows that there's a huge, there's even one that was sponsored by Lucasfilms and Lucas Arts, the Shadow of the Empire. They like did that like it was going to be a movie release without a film. It was one of the biggest non-film releases there was up to that point. So,
okay.
And that's loaded with Boba Fett. So the concept that Boba Fett needed to be dumbed down for any audience was kind of silly to me. I really think this would have been a 5 out of 5 if they would have just stuck with how he was in the expanded universe.
Right on. Okay.
So
I gotcha. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Zach, what about you? Anything that you think could have redeemed this? Cause I know you're not a huge Fett fan going in, anything that could have redeemed this and raised it up to like a 4 or 5 out of 5 for you.
Yeah, I agree that I think that had they stuck to, this more, ruthless type of bounty hunter character that didn't necessarily get softened up by the Tuskens, I think that while I didn't not like that part about it, but it did not fit the character in the way that he had existed up until that point. So it didn't make a lot of sense to me to do that. And I think if they had just stuck with it, because that's what people like, is that he's this, you know, legendary, ruthless bounty hunter, I think that I would have probably enjoyed it more.
Right on. Okay. Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I've given this some thought, but I think just hearing your guys' takes on it kind of change up my thoughts a little bit. I think that maybe if you had done this season as either a prequel of him just doing his bounty hunter stuff, kind of like you guys said, sticking closer to the character, but maybe showing some of that expanded universe material in live action, you know, showing the comic issues. I think it was in a comic where he's like teamed up with Kersantan, or, you know, showing that unreleased animated footage of him gun fighting Cad Bane, or, you know what I mean? Like do some of those, like those beats coupled in with him being sort of a ruthless bounty hunter. And then I think you could have brought it back where at the end of it, you tie it into him killing Bib Fortuna that we saw at the end of the Mandalorian season 2. And then that could lead into a season 2 that was very kind of a lot closer to this season but you care about the character at that point. You know who he is, and you see that character transformation kind of in more real time. I think that I would have then, if this was like a season two, still with some changes, but I would have been more on board with something like this if we had seen just a whole season of him being a ruthless badass beforehand, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, if rumor holds true, we're going to be getting, what's the next one on the plate? Obi-Wan?
Obi-Wan in March. Yep. Or in May. Sorry.
In May. Yeah. That's what I thought. So yeah. So if that rumor holds true, then we're going to be getting cause I don't think they haven't confirmed that yet. Have they?
I thought they released a poster with a May.
Oh, maybe they did. Okay. Maybe they did. I may have just missed that. So, in May, so we'll see how that plays out. I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, I'm hoping that it's not just Obi-Wan wandering around the desert for 7 episodes or 8 episodes, but it might be. Who knows? So I don't know. But, I'll probably check that out when it comes out. I don't know. Zach, we haven't really talked. I don't know if we'll do it for the show, but, we may end up. So who knows? But I'm cautiously optimistic for that one. I'm not as excited. I was excited going into this off the back of The Mandalorian.
Yep.
And now this is sort of, curtailed my excitement for Star Wars a little bit. So I'm cautiously optimistic that one might be good. I like me some Ewan McGregor, so I'm optimistic about that. But we'll see. We'll see kind of what shakes out off the back of this.
Yep.
And the reception. Well, fellas, I appreciate the lively discussion through this whole season of Boba Fettness. And, I guess until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim, yeah. Thanks for joining us. Definitely. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate you taking the time and Zach, I appreciate the extra editing work that you've put in with having an additional voice on the podcast. So
sure.
Yeah. Thank you guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Yep. I've loved it. Thanks guys.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Greeting the Nerd was recorded and produced by Zach Boyd and Tim Witham in Dayton, Ohio. If you liked our show, subscribe, rate, share, and review on Apple Podcasts or other platforms. For questions, comments, or ideas, drop us an email at gradingthenerdpodcast@gmail.com. As always, Anchor members can send us a voicemail. Our theme music was composed by Kevin MacLeod. You can find all of his credits and links in our show notes. Come back for more, and we'll see you next time on Grading the Nerd.